Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy in Houston.
Hi, Nancy.
Did you have a good trip?
We had an excellent trip.
Wonderful.
I'm looking forward to telling you a little bit about it.
All right.
Did you guys have a good time on the calls when I was not here?
We did.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to hearing about that, too. Got back last night. I was so tired, I went to bed at 7 o'clock. Of course, it was 10 o'clock in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little trouble switching back and forth.
That's right.
Maybe in the middle time zone, well, then you probably don't have that much of a switch.
Yeah, that's right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear yours as well.
Yeah.
Good to be back home.
I bet it is. When did you get home?
We got yesterday afternoon.
Okay. That's good. Well, we missed you.
Well, that's good. I miss you guys, too. I thought I'd like to get on there and listen, but then I better go do this. we were busy.
Yeah. Well, you did the right thing.
Most of the time. Dennis got me into another one of those listen about the condominium talks. Ugh. Used up my whole afternoon. I can hardly wait to tell about some of the things. It was really a good trip.
That's neat.
My best are at the airport. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
I'm just great.
That is good. Glad to hear that.
Trying to get in to my website.
Okay.
You made it back from Florida, I guess.
I'm back home. From Florida. Trying to adjust to the time zones here.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 7 and woke up at 4.
Oh, makes a difference, doesn't it?
At least I slept a long time. I was so tired I couldn't stay awake. So I went to bed. Besides, it was cold here.
Oh. Yeah.
It was really hot down there part of the time.
Then
you're in air conditioning all the time. I went out and tried to lay in the sun, and I felt like I was lying right by the fireplace or something. It was so hot. I had a black bathing suit, and that made it really hot. Just
that made it, yeah. The black wood.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. Monty here.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Glad to hear all you guys' voice. I missed you guys.
Well, we missed you too. That's for sure.
Oh, I think I want to get on the call. But then we were going someplace or something, so I couldn't. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm glad to be back with my pals.
Oh, good. We're glad you're back. But thinking you were doing great things.
I can hardly wait to tell you about it. But first of all, good morning to everybody. This is Ruth Williams. I'm on Fashion Island, and I think you all know that. First of all, I want to hear what was really exciting that went on here on the call. Anybody have any big ahas or things that were taught that I missed out on? I felt like I was missing out when I wasn't on the call.
I think people really do miss out if they're not on the call.
So, hey, Monty, how about giving me a little recap? Not necessarily complete, but just especially the things that I missed out on that I wouldn't know about. People talked about or people had something great. What did everybody talk about?
Of course, we talked about on Monday. Tuesday, were you still here?
Oh, I don't remember. No, I wasn't even here on Monday, was I? Oh, yeah, I did. I was on here on Monday.
Yeah, because your topic that day was if there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And on Tuesday, Karen and Kathleen, of course, did the call. Mary Lou stated, I think was an important thing on that day, is that it's not a race. Its internal health is more important, and it kind of comes as it is. We participants reported on how things were going on the program. We got an acid reflux test. Karen gave us an acid reflux test. Talked about apples helping with acid reflux. Wednesday, Mary Lou talked more about journaling, important and that it is. Talked about box toxins, listened to our body language, belly fat and how it is bad. Let me see, that was Wednesday. Thursday, she talked about, Margaret talked about fats and lifestyle. Mary Lou talked about our brain needs fats, good fats, good fats, good fats. She also talked about a coconut oil swish by a Dr. Bruce Fife, which was interesting. And that's pretty well much, I guess, kind of where things went on a real quick synopsis of last week.
All right. Anybody else have anything to add that they were excited about or interested in?
Well, and on to Friday, I'm sorry, I talked about avocado oil and how its health benefits, flashpoint, it's being one of the highest there is for cooking. That was about it.
Okay. Okay, and somebody else was going to say something also?
Thank you. It was Kathleen, and I found that book on the oil pulling, and then Mary Lou pursued it, and then I was reading a little more, and I'm very fascinated with that.
Oil pulling?
Yes, it's oil pulling therapy. You take a tablespoon of coconut oil and put it in your mouth and just swish it like you would mouthwash for, you have to keep it 15, better yet 20 minutes. So take a shower or get dressed or do something while you're doing that. And then you have to spit it out because it pulls all kinds of toxins out of your mouth. It goes down in the gums, between the teeth and everywhere, and pulls a lot. And there are just huge numbers of success stories of people using it and getting rid of arthritis and all kinds of things.
I tried it and it made my mouth feel so fresh afterwards. I did it first thing in the morning.
Yes, and the author said that he, at one point he did it, he thought he better, if he was thinking about it, he better get in and do it, and he would do it 1 hour before meals. He would do it three times a day.
Ooh.
But once a day is good, really good. But it's really fascinating.
And after it melts, you really don't think of it as being oil in your mouth after you squish a while and get it mixed with the saliva. I wanted to make a comment about the avocado oil. After we hung up Friday, I looked in the bathroom, and I have the avocado oil for the skin, and it's for dry skin and the scalp, and I've only used it a few times, but that feels good, and it makes your scalp feel really good and clean. You do that before you shampoo.
Mm-hmm. How long do you leave it on, Nancy?
I left it 30 minutes. It probably would be good, especially since my hair is dry. I probably should have left it on longer, but that's all I had that day when I was... I've only used it on the scalp one time, but on my skin I do, and before going to bed.
Is there a particular brand you get?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Is there a particular brand that you get?
The one I have, let me look. I just got it at the vitamin shop. I think it's the brand up. Uh-huh. No, it's not the vitamin shop brand, but I bought it there. It is called HOBE, and the E has a accent on it. Hobe Naturals, cold-pressed avocado oil, 100% pure with vitamin E, protein-rich emollient for dry skin and scalp.
Oh, okay, for skin and scalp.
It just says...
So when you're talking about putting it in your mouth, are you guys using the same coconut oil we're cooking with?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the book is by Dr. Bruce Fife, and he also has one about your memory. He personally recommended that to Mary Lou. She emailed him and asked him some things, and he said definitely do this one and get the next one about preventing Alzheimer's, I think.
Wow, I'll have to look into this. Okay, wow, that sounds like a very interesting week. You guys like to hear about my interesting week?
Yes.
All right, I kept a journal. Actually, it's a speaker's, but mostly I tell you about the speakers, mostly. And I thought you'd get a lot out of them if I share that. First one I'm going to tell you is Dave Balzer. And Dave Balzer, put this thing in front of my mouth so you can hear really well. Is that better?
Yes.
Dave Balzer told us that the Earth's magnetic field protects us from the sun. Probably knew that. That NECAN uses only static magnets, that they have the only safe we have with NECAN, static magnets have the only ones that have the safe, pure energy. And he said that 53% of natural light is far infrared, which is the nourishing energy. And I'm going to try to figure out what my notes are. So there's new invisible solar light. The artificial light takes our energy. So if we just have our regular artificial light, it takes away our energy. But our NECAN light then provides the energy to us. And you guys probably all know that. I didn't understand all the things about the light, so I was trying to write as many notes as I could about it. Improper light will give us, I like this, malillumination. So, mal meaning sick or bad. It is bad in German, in Spanish. Malillumination. Every 2 hours, this is through our eyes, every 2 hours, every drop of our blood is exposed to light. It needs to be healthy light, not artificial light. Have you guys ever heard that before?
No.
Me either. So full spectrum light is needed. There was a large German company, and they wanted more productivity, and so they replaced all their lighting with a full spectrum light type. Okay, then that was what he said. That's what notes I got about our new light. Our new air filter. He says particle size matters. Even 1.5 particles are so small, they could go right through our lungs and into our blood and into our brain. And so it's really good that our new air filters down a little bit smaller than that. And also, he said these ultra-fine particles, and I don't know exactly what he said, I didn't get this exactly right, but it says they take up as much room as the big ones. There's so much of them. They're just everywhere. The air is just full of these ultra-fine particles. And so before we hadn't been able to filter them out, but now we can. And those are the mean ones. Oh, yeah, I guess I wrote that. The ultra-small particles are the really bad ones. So, our new Kinko air covers much more space, quite a bit more space than our other air purifier did. So that's what I have for Dave Balzer. Next is Jonathan Alstrom. He said, you don't have to overcome opposition all at once, as the things that have. You can do that line upon line. We must overcome opposition to become great. So why are we so surprised when opposition occurs? For us to grow here on Earth, we started out with something about when we came to Earth, as a baby, of course. And one other thing, and what we're coming down here to do is we can't, because we know we're going to be overcoming opposition, we're going to meet opposition, and here we go, and why are we surprised when opposition occurs? That's what we're here to overcome. That's what makes us, that gives us struggling, and that's what we have to do to become great and to win the war here. We see that people are struggling, so more entrepreneurs are needed. Everything that NECAN does brings balance to us. And people are hungry to know what we have with NECAN. Well, that is true. I have some more sense to end with that. The strength of NECAN brings trust. Of course, they're known as a person who can trust in the person that's telling them. And so having overcome struggles and is going to be preparing us to be able to be more successful. Herb Rapp, he's a tennis star, tennis player, athlete, Royal Diamond. He said when he was in high school, he really wanted to play basketball, and he finally got to first year. I guess he didn't even get on the team, and the next year he got on the team, and he was only sitting on the bench, and he went there and he didn't even get to play. And his mother told him that he was better than that, and he's not to quit. And so then he went back. He stayed on the team, and he became the basketball star and had tons of scholarship offers. So that was that. I mean, you can't ask me very many questions here. You can say something if you like, but I don't have any more answers about most of these. Okay, so then we had another diamond, Susan Carver. I spelled it Caver, but her name is Susan Carver, and she is the diamond that does so much in Colombia. So one of her downlines said, "Oh, my check is so," I was kind of whining along. "Well, my check is so small," and so Susan said to her, "Well, what have you done this month?" And she said, "Well, I did a presentation. I did a couple of calls." And Susan said, "Wow, you made over $100 an hour." You guys are supposed to laugh. Anyway, but boy, she really socked it to us, to everybody. She said, "You who are stuck, you have conceded to resistance. It's time to shift gears." She is determined she's going to be Royal Diamond by her next event that she attends, which would be a convention. And she's a very determined woman. And she says, "Time to shift gears. You diamonds, it's time for you to shift gears. You Royal Diamond, you are stuck. You've been there a long time." So she said, and then she said she has had some people or a person, she said that, said, "Well, but I'm shy." And Susan, this is a tough lady. And she said, "So, you're shy. What benefit is it to you? What good does it do you?" Well, wake up. I guess that's probably one of them I have said before. I've never thought, well, what benefit is it to me? And, you know, I don't know. I know I would say some of these things, and she woke me up. So then she kept going back to the diamonds and the Royal Diamonds, particularly. They're the ones that have been in one gear for the longest. Well, there's a lot of silvers that have been there for a long time in a gear. And so she said, "So what good are you getting in sitting there in that gear? Royal Diamonds?" Most of the people, in trying to build their business, are not very far off from hitting it and just really getting it rolling. They're just a few degrees off. All you have to change is a little bit and get in gear, and it will happen for you. Anyway, we talked to Susan a little bit more because she mentioned that she had already been into Peru. Peru is opening on September 15th. And so she said she makes about $100,000 a year from her business in Colombia. And Peru has got a lot of big cities. It has three or four times more people. Let me think. Anyway, the people there have a lot more money. We think of all the small little villages out in the wilderness in Peru, but Lima has 8 or 9 million people, and there are other big cities as well that are with people that are just very modern and everything. She just said it's a huge opening. And one of the things, and we were talking to her, she suggested is that wherever you live, that you go and find out where there are a Peruvian restaurants. I said their food is just absolutely fantastic, and that they have, there are restaurants around in the U.S. that have that are Peruvian. I haven't seen them, so we're going to find them. And so I suggest that that you do that. I met a gal in Nordstrom's. I wonder what I was doing there. Oh, actually, we were going to dinner there. We liked their restaurant. And so I met a little gal, and so she looked like she might be from Mexico or somewhere. So I asked her, well, what's your nationality? Where are you from? She said, Peru. Ta-da! So there are quite a few people here from Peru, and I've met some others as well. Okay, any comments on that? Are you guys excited about helping open Peru? You can go to Peru and she went down there to just go around and see who she could find. That's how she got into Colombia. Just going there. But of course, it's always easier and more convenient to build in your own backyard. But these people that do go into these other countries, some of them are really making some money just because they get out there and meet the people. And she doesn't speak a bit of Spanish either. Morten Andersen, who's the Royal Diamond and Nardal Mine from Norway. He's the one that opened Norway that you guys have heard me talk about, that got all the people together. And he eliminated us, or told us a little bit more about how he did that. How can we make convince folks that we are unique when so many other companies make the same claim, was one of his questions. But then he told about the story about when they went platinum when they opened Norway, and I told that. But he said, I think the diamonds were there that were one of them that he told us to. He said, no, Chris Golo told him. Chris Golo, his Dale mine, who he's in Texas, was a lady that talked to Morten at a business fair. She had a booth in the business fair. Boy, that would be a good thing to do. Get yourself in a business fair booth. You never know who's going to come by. Well, Margaret Stanley is that lady, and she was showing Magstaff. You guys have to say something once in a while. I won't even know you're there.
Oh, we're just have our ears flapping.
Thank you, Kathleen. So she's showing Magstaff, and Morten, he said he kind of just skirted around. That looked kind of weird to him, and he was going around, and he had been ill and just overstressed, and so he didn't have a job, but he must have had money. So he came over to Texas, and he went to this fair, and he skirted around her and looking for what business opportunity might be interesting. And finally, she just was almost over, and he walked past her, but she just got right out and said, "You got to see these," and put them down and said, "Here, stand on these." And so she did the demonstration, and he just said, "Whoa, what are those things?" And anyway, he showed him and told him about some of the rest of the products. And so Chris Gull was in the booth. I didn't know that before. And he came out and started talking to him, and so then told him about the business opportunity. And so then got the, Morten's information and everything and said, we're going to let you know when this opens in Norway. So off he goes. He got a whole bunch of products and took them back home and got well. But then one day he finally got a call from Chris. He said, we're opening in Norway and I'm coming over. And by then, Morten had, it was like 4 or 5 years later. Morten already had a job and everything, and he was not really interested. He said, well, I'm not interested in this anymore, you know. And, Chris said, well, I'm coming over anyway, so I'd like to have lunch with you. And Morten said, oh, okay. Anyway, so he sits there and goes over there and tells him about it and finally gets him a little bit more excited and finally gets him really excited. And then, so Morten decides to start up with it. He doesn't have to quit his job or anything. And then he invited some people over, and he got so many people over there, and Chris was there to present for him and everything. And so then he was doing well, and Chris thought, well, I better tell him a little bit, get him going a little bit faster. And I don't remember now if it was Chris telling the story or Morten here, but then Chris told him, you know, it's normal for people to make silver in their first month. And he was doing so well, then a couple of days later, you know, it's really normal. Most people make gold in their first month. And I don't remember if he told him platinum or not, but so Morten said, I think it was Morten talking. Oh, it is. Well, okay. Then he invites these people over, and they tell them how to do it, get them all set up so that they can get all ready. And then they made platinum their first month, their first week, practically, that they got into DECAM, because they had it all organized. But Chris planted the seeds in his head. Morten didn't know the difference. So now you sponsor some and say, well, yeah, people usually make silver. Just get three people. And so Morten said what they did is the people came over and they said, okay, in 2 days, every one of you go and you get 10 people and bring them back to this meeting. Bring them back and we'll have another meeting. And then they had another meeting. He said, okay, now everybody go out and get 10 people and bring them back. He said, some of them didn't bring 10. Some of them brought one. Some of them didn't come back. Some of them brought 10 people or a bunch of people. So that's how they did it so fast. Would that be exciting?
Yes,
especially at their first level. Oh, they had. You guys have the Susan Boyle video when she goes to sing on American Idol or has talent or whatever it is. You guys know the opera singer-like lady and the opera singer guy.
Yes, I've seen her. And have her
England.
Yeah, in England. And then those guys are sitting in there, and then their eyes pop out of their head, and their eyebrows go up. Anyway, they had a bunch of those, and we can order those, and then use them at our. I think we need to use them a lot at our events. There's so many of them. I was talking to Reed, and he said you can go to different places. I don't know if anybody someplace else needs it, other than here in the Northwest, that is doing an expo. Even if you want to order one of them, you can just go to Google, America Has Talent, or Korea Has Talent, Japan, they have them all over the place. And they are really very motivational. I mean, there was one child that was in Korea, was a boy, and he was an orphan. He was left in the park in a shoebox, and then he lived in the stairways in the winter.
I saw that one.
Did you?
Oh, he was incredible.
Yeah. And so there's that one. That one would be really good. And then there's the child didn't have, he was left somewhere too, in Japan or somewhere in Asia. And he didn't have, he was in Iraq. He was in Iraq and he got his arms blown off in an explosion, I guess, of course, in the war. And somehow, somebody adopted him. And anyway, he was even more incredible than the other one. And so, you know, what excuse does any of us have not to do more than we're doing? We should be doing tons more. Anyway, that was very motivational. I think we need to have this. I want to get the one with the boy with no arms. But that one was really the most motivational to me about what excuse do we have type of a thing. But I love those ones with Susan Boyle and that Paul guy, because those guys, just Paul Potts, I guess his name was, just that those guys were so, oh, how long will it take us to get through this act, look on their face? Do we have to do this? And then all of a sudden their eyebrows shoot up. I get a kick out of that. And just don't prejudge people. Just over and over, don't prejudge anybody. We've got to go out and find out what's special about every person we meet. They all have something special, we have talked about many times.
Well, so. And not only that, Ruth, I think it is extremely exciting for human beings to see another human being go out and be what they're capable of being. And really, that is the big main thing that we have here with Nikan, is, you know, go out and be what you're capable of being.
Right. And that is so exciting. I'm so glad you always put it so well, Karen. I love it.
I like that.
Hmm?
As a mantra, I just want to be the best me I can be.
Right, that's good. Okay, so Bernadette, somebody, just made diamond. And she's the one that said, I don't know how. I don't like talking. I don't like selling. I am shy. But I love the five pillars, she said. I want to have five pillars in my life. I will find a way. And she told her husband, who was a big business guy or something, she was going to do this, and he said, I did not want her to do it. I told her not to do it, but I knew she would do it, because when she says she's going to do something, she does it. She moved to San Francisco and knew nobody. She said to everyone, you can do this. Just make a decision and you can do it anyway. And so, and then Dave Johnson was commenting on the American's Got Talent. He said, Nikan's got talent, and anyone can audition. Well, that was pretty profound. He always comes up with profound statements. Anyone can audition. And then it's up to them if they're going to be successful or not. Everyone can be. And you know, we saw, I don't know how many of those films, at least six or so of those films, that makes you feel like you could do it. And every one of them made us cry. You just, everybody's crying. Tears are running down our face anyway. Not sobbing or anything. But it's just, and so by the time you get finished, you feel like you definitely anybody can do it. Rick was on there. Rick Murphy was there. He told us about, where did that go? Must have had it, Rick. It's Rick. Let me get it there. Rick said, stop thinking like a downline and be an upline. Until you think you're ready, just get started. After all, Alexander the Great was only 23 years old when he went out and conquered the world, the known world then. Napoleon was only about 2 feet high. Thomas Jefferson lost his love and was sad the rest of his life, but he still wrote the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin's son was in prison for treason against the U.S., I guess. He was on the British side. Anyway, he said some more things about other people. Don't say I wish I could. Don't say I didn't have this job. When you come to a tough spot, remember, you can always do one more right thing. You can always do one more right thing. Never quit. We'll have to talk about that tonight some more. So, Reed said, get over your fears and hang up your hang-ups. He said, how much electricity does it take to change your mind or your mindset? Actually, this was Mike DeMuccio. Mike asked somebody that, and the guy called him back later and said it takes 1 billionth of a volt to change your mind. So, change your mindset. So, that was about that. That was the notes I took from the event. However, I think the most exciting thing was the airport. That's when we got to the airport to return the bonus car. A lady came and got into our bonus car, which I was still sitting in, and she said, good morning. She's all bubbly and talking, and I said, wow, you know what? we have a business, and we're always looking for bubbly, friendly people like you. He says, oh, yep, I am always happy and bubbly, and I like to talk to people. And I said, and we like to have people who are interested in wellness. And she said, that's me.
That's great.
Don't forget to send them down. I exchange information. Don't forget to call me. Anyway, she was really friendly and outgoing, of course. And so she was very interested. And then we went from there, and we got on this little train that took us to the other side of the airport to get checked in. And so we were standing in the train, and this guy comes and gets on the train, and he's just standing there. So I remember what I asked him, if he was going to Seattle or something. I don't know what I said to him. And he said, oh, no, I just got back from Puerto Rico, just flew in. I've got to go pick up a plane in Detroit. He said, I must have said Seattle, because, no, I have to go to Detroit. And I go, whoa. So so then I asked him another question, and he told me he was in the Air Force. And so he had been on something down in the Puerto Rico area. And I said, oh, we have a couple in our business, and he was an Air Force colonel, and he retired, and now he is making really good money and very much able to travel with our business. He said, oh, I like to travel. And so it turns out he knows people in Peru, Costa Rica, Guatemala, everywhere. And so he wants to hear more. So I couldn't believe it, two in a row. So then went out to our checkout place where we wait for the airplane to show up. And so there were only a couple of seats, and so I went and sat down. There was just a little gal sitting beside me, and she was doing a little crossword puzzle on her iPad. I said, oh, I have one of those. I want to see what you're doing there. And then I said, are you going to Seattle? And she said, no, where is she going? I don't remember. She was going someplace, because she had to take a test, and she was getting her PhD in medicine. She's getting her MD and her PhD in medicine as well. So it would be the same thing as like Dr. Naidu. She looks like she's about as big as a sprite. Anyway, she gets all interested in everything we've got. So now I have to send her some information. Why? The doors are open for me today. Anyway, that was pretty exciting. And so I really recommend that everybody go to an event anywhere you can, and then go somewhere in public transportation or something so you can find some more people. So.
Woohoo! That is exciting.
I was certainly excited about it. This is really fun, meeting all these people. You never know what they're going to say, that's for sure. I never know what I'm even going to say. Just say something. So you guys, I don't know if I gave you any advice, maybe some motivation today.
Well, we love hearing. We love hearing what you experienced down there and the new information. And to hear about your success with people, that's very exciting, Ruth.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was going to show you this and when we were talking about those things that the air purifier is doing. It made me sort of think about this, and I was going to show this, but I didn't. So here it is. Anyway, thanks, Karen. I'm glad that you like it, and we look forward to hearing you tomorrow. And get back on our track, and let's call up some more people to let them know about our call on at 7 a.m. in the morning. I think I talked to a few people, and we may have some of them joining us. And I might start some more calls for all these people that we're going to be having everywhere, probably a once-a-week one, enhance our Thursday night once-a-week one. I'm really wanting to have more participation on that Thursday night call. We're not having one this Thursday because I'll have Dr. Naidu here. But that shouldn't be any reason. We need to have people who are someplace else and everything taking part in it and covering the call. So I want to work toward that, because I know that so many of all of you on here could partner up and post that call when I'm not available. So let's talk about that. Let me know if you are willing to help with that, because Even this Thursday, if somebody wants to take it over, I won't be able to, and we would be able to open up. I think it needs to be consistent, is what I'm saying, and I know that you guys get helping with that. So let me know if you're willing to do that on Thursday night sometimes, or sometime we might add others too. So everybody have a great day. Thanks for doing a good job of covering our bases. I don't ever have to worry about a bit. So, have a great day.
Thanks, Ruth.
I gotta go. Bye, Ruth. I tell my people. Bye-bye.